Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. I don't think anybody looks forward to going to the doctor, but
no.
It even becomes more awkward when the doctor tries to have conversation with you in the middle of your stuff. Rachel, what happens? That's a very creepy comment your doctor made. What kind of doctor do you go to?
Well, it was like a little checkup. It was like a kind of a lady parts check.
And what'd
so,
she say again?
Well, the doctor was peering up into my shushasha.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
She started talking about, like, celebrity lookalikes. She's like, oh, you kind of look like Kim Kardashian. I'm like, what, my ovaries? Like,
no.
Like, what? I'm like, just because I have a big butt and dark hair, it doesn't really translate.
And then she's like, oh, by the way, I have a probe in my hand. Never mind. Forget what I just said.
Yeah, she's like, oops, haha, I say that while I have a probe. I'm like, oh, my God. I just could not.
Good morning. What did a doctor say to you that made it awkward?
Actually, I said to him during an in vitro fertilization, I said, what? No orgasm?
No, what did he say back to you?
He replied, I'm sorry, that's extra and your insurance doesn't cover it.
I was about to say that would have been a hell of an appointment.
That is awesome. I mean, you obviously had a pretty cool doctor doing that thing, because I could see that going real wrong if no one had a sense of humor, you know?
Yeah, but I had toyed with him during all the consultations, so he knew my demeanor, and it was just a fun time.
See, I need to go to a doctor like that, because mine just turned out kind of strange.
It sounds like your doctor was always really looking forward to your appointments.
Oh, yeah, always.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
I think that brings a whole new meaning to the doctor is in Rachel.
Oh, my God.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.